Welcome to The Beauty of Grace today, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And it is such an honor and a privilege to be with you today, to be able to share this message of hope and the beauty of grace and what grace and what Jesus has really, truly done for the body of Christ. You know, we're living in such a rush, stress, and anxious world that we need to know that all of our sins, first and foremost today, we wanted to cover yesterday, that God is not mad at you, that God is not punishing you for something that you've done wrong. So we eliminated that yesterday. Today we want to talk about being excited or having anxiety for anything. You know, we don't want you to have it for any reason today. You know, the Bible says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Now, think about that day. Everyone knows 1 Peter 5 and 8, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you. And we understand that, and we believe that. But so many times when we're faced with a challenge or a crisis, our tendency is to get all anxious about it. But God does not want us to react that way. He does not want us to be anxious about anything. Instead, whatever the problem is, he wants us to go to him in prayer and supplication, telling him what we need and thanking him for the answer. We need to realize today we need to thank him for the answer. When we do that, his peace, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds and all of our worries, all of our anxieties, and all of our fears. So you got to understand. So when we do that, when we go to him in prayer and in supplication, telling him what we need and thanking him for the answer, that's the way we lead our life. That's the way we pray. And what's going to happen? So his peace is going to surpass all understanding, will guard our hearts, and it'll guard our minds from all worries and anxieties and fears. So you say, well, Pastor Pete, is it easy for you to say, be anxious for nothing? Try living with my husband for one day. Try disciplining my wayward child or teenager of mine. Look at the balance in my checkbook. How can I be anxious? How can I be at peace? How can I be secluded? How can I walk in the blessings of the Lord? Pete, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm dealing with. You've never had a crisis like mine. You've never been through a situation like mine. Hold it. I'm not the one who said it, be anxious for nothing. The Apostle Paul said it. Yes, it was not him. It was not him. He was prompted by the Holy Spirit. He had been sent to Rome because he was appealed to Caesar regarding his death sentence. The Jews in Jerusalem wanted him to be put to death in Acts 28, 16. So we got to understand here that when Paul was saying this, he was going through some very difficult times in his life. You and I are going to have some anxieties. We're going to have some fears. We're going to have some worries. We're going to have some things we have to deal with. But I want you to understand that you can trust the Lord to look after you. Cast your cares to God in prayer and find his peace, setting your heart and your mind at rest. That's what he's looking to do today, to set our hearts and our minds at rest. My friend, if you're anxious or worried about something, remember those words. Let's say that you're anxious about a huge debt. Go to the Lord and pray, Lord Jesus, I no longer want to be anxious about the problem. I hand it over to you. And ask for your supernatural cancellation of this debt. It is in your care now. You're in charge. I thank you for taking care of this issue. Now, guys, we got to understand something today. When we are dealing and going through life, we're going to have surprises to pop up. We're going to have situations to arise in our life that's going to bring us to a place where sometimes we get anxious and we get anxiety. We get all these fears and all these things happening in our life. God is true to his word. As you pray this prayer and cast your care to him, you will find his peace setting your heart and your mind at rest. So be anxious for nothing. Let the one with whom nothing is impossible take care of it for you. Now, that's very hard to do sometimes, but you say, Pastor, how do I do that? Well, I'm telling you, what I'm beginning to learn as my life begins to grow with the Lord, and I begin to experience, because I deal with the same thing you deal with, and what I begin to learn is that when I'm trying to fix situations, when I'm trying to take control of situations, when I'm trying to be in control of situations, I let my life get out of balance. I let my heart get out of balance. I let my situations get out of balance, and I don't trust God to take care of it. I try try to fix it. I try to make it right. I try to correct the issues. I try to make my things happen the way I want them to happen. But friend, that's not going to happen. That sometimes cares and worries and fears and crises and situations come to move us, to shake us, to stir us. But we got to stand strong and trust the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I'm trusting you in this situation. So friend, whatever you're dealing with today, whatever you're going through, whatever the circumstances are in your life, we've got to understand that you're in a place in your life where you got to trust Him. You got to rely on Him. You got to believe in Him. And you got to let Him take care of your issues and your problems and your circumstances. And I promise you, God's doing a wonderful thing in your life, and it's good. And that's the beauty of grace.